Welcome to the Buns and Barbs Talk Show. Our subject today is Who the F Infinite Time? Or, well, the calendar, the measurement of time. Apparent solar time is the time based directly on the sun's position in the sky. In ordinary life, the day runs from midnight to midnight. It begins when the sun is invisible by being 12 hours from its zenith. Astronomers use the so-called Julian day, which runs from noon to noon. The concept was invented by the astronomer Joseph Scaliger, who named it after his father, Julius. To avoid the problems caused by leap year days and so forth, Scaliger picked a conveniently remote date in the past, 4713 BC, and suggested just counting days without regard to weeks, months, and years. The reason for having the Julian day run from noon to noon is the practical one, that astronomical observations usually extend across the midnight hour, which would require a change in date if the astronomical day, like the civil day, ran from midnight to midnight. Then there is something called mean solar time. Rather than apparent solar time, is the basis for local civil and standard time. The mean solar time is based on the position of a fictitious mean sun. The reason why this fictitious sun has to be introduced is the following. Earth turns on its axis regularly. It needs the same number of seconds regardless of the season, but the movement of the Earth around the sun is not regular because the Earth's orbit is an ellipse. This has the result that Earth moves faster in January and slower in July. Though it is Earth that changes velocity, it looks to us as if the sun does. In January, when Earth moves faster, the apparent movement of the sun looks faster. The mean sun of time, sun of time, measurements then, is a sun that moves regularly all year round. The real sun will be either ahead or behind the mean sun. The difference between the real sun and the fictitious mean sun is called the equation of time. Then there are time zones. But if all clocks were actually set by mean solar time, we would be plagued by a welter of time differences that would be correct, but a major nuisance. A clock on Long Island correctly showing mean solar time for its location, this would be local civil time, would be slightly ahead of a clock in Newark, New Jersey. The Newark clock would be slightly ahead of a clock in Trenton, New Jersey, which in turn would be ahead of a clock in Philadelphia. This condition prevailed until 1884, when a system of standard time was adopted by the International Meridian Conference. Earth's surface was divided into 24 zones. The standard time of each zone is the mean astronomical time of one of 24 meridians. Beginning at Greenwich, England, meridian, and extending east and west around the globe to the international dateline. But imagine, before 1884, nobody knew what the heck time it was.
I'm going to read to you. Okay, let the time revolution begin. End base 12 and begin base 10. Did you ever think about time? I mean, really think about time. Why do we count time the way we do? Who decided this shit? I can understand that a year has to have around 365 days to it. I'm cool with that. I can understand the vernal equinox and the autumnal equinox when the days and nights are equal. It marks the beginning of a seasonal and weather change. It marks the beginning of seasonal and weather changing. See how that's all right? After that is where time gets all screwy. Let's start with the beginning of a year. Why does it start 11 days after the beginning of winter? That's a stupid time to start anything, much less a whole year. Wouldn't spring equinox be the best time to start a new year? Why not have two seasons since there are two equinoxes? I don't know if that's a word or not. 5 months to each season makes good sense. That way there would be 10 months with 36 days, and even months get an extra day. Calendar is solved simplistically. Don't give me that bullshit about the number of the days to cycle around the moon. There are 13 moons to a year, so if we correspond to that, there should be 13 months. I would go along with that one, too. Why is the new moon dark? It's the same reason as the beginning of a new year being in winter. There is no reason. You have 52 weeks to a year with four seasons. There are 52 cards to a deck with four different suits. Spades, diamonds, hearts, and clubs correspond to the four seasons. Winter, spring, summer, and fall. Is this a mere coincidence? Are you fucking kidding me? It's a stacked deck, literally. Why did they match seasons and cards? Really, think about that. Does a deck of cards mirror a year, or does the year follow the plan from a deck of cards? It's sort of creepy when you think, so don't think. Huh. Counting. Was that a chuckle?
Yeah. I think it registered on the chuckle scale.
Counting seconds makes no sense at all. It's a second what? What were first if these were seconds? What were they set at?
Hey, it registered again.
I think there's a very sinister time known as a first that has been kept hidden for centuries. Why won't they tell us about the first? Who decided how long a second should last? Then why are there 60 seconds to a minute? It's just a minute means in a hurry, but technically it means 60 seconds. Then it takes 60 of these divisions to equal an hour. Why 60? It's a multiple of 12. Why 12? And what the fuck's an hour? I don't know, but there sure as hell have 24 of them in a day. Apparently 24 was too much for ancient people to count, so they divided it into two sections of 12. Does that make any sense to anyone? Now, I can understand a day has to have a beginning mark and an ending mark, but why at 12 o'clock midnight? That's a hell of a time to start a day. Shouldn't we start a day at a day's beginning, like an average sunrise time? Yes, I know the sun rises and sets at different times, but take an average of, say, what we call 6 o'clock a.m. and call it a new day. Why 12 o'clock? Counting on fingers was the earliest form of tallying. So everything should be base 10, right? Nope, it is based on 12. 12 months to a year, 12 inches to a foot, 12 eggs to a dozen, 2 sets of 12 hours to a day, 5 sets of 12 minutes to an hour. Who decided that we would all count by 12? The only logical conclusion is people used to have 12 fingers. Why do we have a zero hour if we are counting all this, but there was no year zero? We started at year one, which means we are really a year off. Uh-oh, if we correctly calibrate time, we have to relive 2010 all over again. Big uh-oh. I saw this on the movie Groundhog Day. I think it's a number 12 conspiracy. The world is scheduled to end 12/21/2012. The damn number 12s again, and the first day of winter, the shortest day of the year. It's all true. They knew the countdown from day one, or was it day zero? How can a world that cannot commit to feeding the hungry commit to a stupid idea like this completely illogical measurement of time? We cannot agree on basic concepts like peace, love, rules of etiquette, conflict, and property. Yet we all agree to the same number of days to weeks, hours to a day, date of the year. Who was so powerful that no one ever mucked around with time? No one even dared question it. I challenge you to let the time revolution begin, maybe if it were metric.
It also goes with grammar. People say, no, that's the wrong, you don't say it like that. It, the word actually is said like this, or this is what it really means. Well, who invented that shit too? And who's the god of all of that? Where people will even start fights about, you know, something that's relatively arbitrary. Yeah, where did all these rules come up about time, since time is the main subject here? Well, year one is actually, they go by the year Christ was born, which a good deal of the human universe or race don't even believe in. So there's another question about time. Well, let, go ahead and Google. You're in front of the computer. Google who decided about time or whatever. No, that won't get it. How would you Google that to find any information? Who invented time? We should try it.
Jesus did, apparently.
that was after the fact. Somebody decided to do that. I wonder, what did they call time back in the Jesus era?
Back before time, it was prehistoric.
Well, no, they had a time measurement. Okay, who invented time? Let's see what we get. Hey, you do something kind of different. I have who invented the clock. I got some garbage there.
Measurement of time. Who thought up measurement of time?
I got a site that said high ideas, and it had a marijuana leaf on it for who invented time.
Listen to this. Among prominent philosophers, there are two distinct viewpoints on time. One view is that time is part of a fundamental structure of the universe, a dimension in which events occur in sequence. Sir Isaac Newton subscribed to this realist view, and hence it is sometimes referred to as Newtonian time.
Hmm.
Time travel, in this view, becomes a possibility. Ooh, it's getting weird.
Okay, I put in, who invented time as years, months, days, and seconds?
Okay, history of the calendar. A mathematic abstraction for calculating extensive periods of time. And the clock, a physical mechanism that counts the ongoing passage of time. In day-to-day life, the clock is consulted for periods less than a day. Whoa. The calendar for periods longer than a day. Increasingly, personal electronic devices display both calendars and clocks simultaneously. Oh, heck.
Do you have a picture of Pope Gregory? I'm on History of Our Calendar with a picture of Pope Gregory.
Well, there's the Gregorian calendar and the Julian calendar. And I don't know which one we actually use.
Well, do you have
I mean, that damn Pope started messing around with time.
Say it again with emphasis. As a result, it wasn't until 1582 by which time Caesar's calendar had drifted a full 10 days off course that Pope Gregory finally reformed the Julian calendar. Ironically, by the time the Catholic Church buckled under the weight of the scientific reasoning that pointed out the error, Protestant tract writers responded to Gregory's calendar by calling him the Roman Antichrist and claiming that its real purpose was to keep true Christians from worshiping on the correct days. The new calendar as we know it today was not adopted uniformly across Europe until well into the 18th century.
Jeez. See, now that's got to be the reply for the next one. So see, it's time is religion. Good grief, is a religious plot to the whole damn fucking universe.
And religion is politics. It's the same dang thing. Religion and politics are intertwined. Time is screwed around with by religion and politics. It rules our life.
And it's AD and BC. So Jesus made up time then, right?
Well, he didn't, but they made it up around him. They used him. They used Jesus for time, among other things. And they do use Jesus for time, to get more time, to get better time, you know. God.
Jesus is time. Time is Jesus.
It's time for Jesus.
Hallelujah there, brother. I mean, sister.
We're going to be shot.
We are going to be crucified.
This time thing is pretty fascinating, though.
Well, it is. I mean, seriously, that was the whole purpose, to make people think about time.
Okay. Because why has the year always started on January the 1st?
I have no idea. Now, why do they start a year that they can start
okay.
it
anytime? Here's the answer. In some ways, yes. When Julius Caesar introduced his calendar, 45 BCE, whatever E is, he made, et cetera. He made one January the start of the year, and it was always the date on which solar number and the golden number was incremated. Golden number?
I guess that comes from the golden rule. That's something else they're measuring too.
However, the church didn't like the wild parties that took place at the start of the new year. And in CE, whatever the hell that is, 567, the Council of Tours declared that having the year start on 1 January was the ancient mistake that should be abolished. Through the Middle Ages, various New Year dates were used. See, it's not always been January 1st. If an ancient document refers to the year X, it may mean any of seven different periods in our present system. And then there's a list of different ones. This is March 1st, January 1st, March 25th, Saturday before Easter, 25 December. Choosing the right interpretation of a year number is difficult, so much more as one country might use different systems for religious and civil needs. Okay, religious and civil needs. That's politics and religion. The Byzantine Empire used a year starting on September 1st, but they didn't count years since the birth of Christ. Instead, they counted years since the creation of the world, which they dated the 1st of September, 5509 BCE. What the hell is BCE? Google it really fast. Let's see what BCE is.
Okay.
In time, what is BCE or something? Since about 1600, most countries have used 1 January as the first day of the year. Did you hear that? Most countries? That means there are countries that don't use January 1st.
Well, you know, you got your Chinese New Year. And the Jewish have a different calendar. Of course, they go along with the...
But we kind of forced it on them around the world. If they want to do business with us, they kind of got to... They can recognize their own, but they kind of got to play along with us too, huh?
Well, it's just a strange concept. Christianity... then is the measurement of time. Now, Christianity's only been around 2,000 years. So what does that, 2,010 years.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Was
there time? Everybody had plenty of time before that. Oh, BCE means before a common era or... which means Christian era.
That's still, is that sort of the same thing as before Christ?
Let's see, it's one of the designations for the world's most commonly used numbering systems. The numbering of years using common era notation is identical to the number used with Anno Domini, AD notation.
Since about 1600, most countries have used 1 January as the first day of the year. Italy and England, however, did not make 1 January official until around 1750. In England, but not Scotland, three different years were used. The historical year, which started on 1 January, the liturgical year, which started on the first Sunday in Advent, the civil year, which from the 7th to the 12th century started on December the 25th, from the 12th century until 1751, started on 25 March. From 1752, started on 1 January. So they've been fucking with time for a long time.
Yeah, but how long? And if we use the standard measurement of time, that means we're one of them.
I remember...
Listen to this. Some who oppose the common era notation claim that this propagation is a result of secularization, anti supernaturalism, religious pluralism, and political correctness. Others suggest it does not go far enough because it does not remove the birth of Jesus as an era marker and still focuses on an event in Western civilization. Now that gets pretty damn profound.
Well, you know, one of the first things that we were...
They can't blame the Americans for that because, hey, we've only been around a couple of hundred years. Well, 235 years.
One of the first things we learned in Philosophy 101 was that time was an invention of man. Well, it's not only invention of, they screw around with it, you know.
No, the measurement of time.
That's it. Well, sure, yeah. I mean, the actual passing of, there's a cycle in nature and, you know, you don't stand still, so things move on. But in order to get a grasp on how we talk about it and how do we get to work at a certain, I have to use that word time is always in there. You have to have that measurement in order to come together and do things together.
This is why they use that BCE and all.
What's
Jews
that?
Jews do not generally use the words AD and BC to refer to the years of the Gregorian calendar.
Well, yeah.
AD means the year of our Lord. And we do not believe Jesus is the Lord.
Right.
Instead, we use the abbreviation CE, Common or Christian Era, or BCE, before the Common Era. We can start up something really good about that.
Well, here's something, too. What about leap years? Isn't that screwy? If the year started on, for example, 1 March, 2 months later than our present year, when was the leap day inserted? When it comes to determining if a year is a leap year, since A.D., and the Julian calendar has always had 48 months between two leap days. So in a country using a year starting on March the 1st, 1439 would have been a leap year because their February 1439 would correspond to February 1440 in a January-based reckoning. Well, this is getting wild. Okay, let's say you're born on a leap year now.
So we don't know what year it really is, then, do we?
Well, if you're born on a leap year day, what is that, February the
29th?
Well, you only have a birthday every 4 years. And you could actually say you're like 1/4 of your actual age, and it'd be real, right?
Okay, I'll go along with that.
So,
by the time you're legal, you're ready to die.
Yeah, you could be a cougar and not really look, you could look like it, but you're not really, you know, because you're only the same age. Yeah, it is kind of screwy. But it's one of those things where people, you know, they act like it's a religion, like you don't monkey with time. But it's always been monkeyed with. It's just been a while. But no, take that back. We have daylight savings time. And, I mean, within our century, or at least 50 years. I mean, Arizona, I think, is one of those states, correct me if I'm wrong, that doesn't observe daylight savings. I know that Mexico in the last 10 years changed their regard, because I remember being there one time when they were an hour earlier and I celebrated New Year. This was like 1999 or 98, and came across the bridge and was able to celebrate it again because they were an hour earlier for some reason, because they were observing something we weren't, and I think now we're on the same time. So there's still some monkeying around with time. It's every few years, some time zone, which is yet another sort of arbitrary thing. I mean, have you seen the lines for time zones? They were going by, well, the sun seems to start shining on this area at this particular time, so we're gonna divide it here. Well, it kind of makes a kind of sort of sense, but look on the map. The time zones are a zigzag, crooked, you know, bull crap, you know. And it's not a straight, like, we're, you know, like, let's slice it here. No, it's like a political thing. They vote on it. Like, we don't want daylight savings, or we don't want this, you know, time zone. So they, anybody can look on any time zone calendar and they can see a very crooked line that it just doesn't really have any logic to it, other than people voted they didn't want to be in that time zone, or they didn't want to be there, you know. Well, isn't it weird?
Since we have 24 hours to a day, theoretically there are 24 longitudinal divisions on a globe. And it should pretty much follow a straight survey line. But sometimes, you know, a city doesn't want to have half the city being 8 o'clock when the other half is 9 o'clock. So we'll make all our city 8 o'clock. And it has to jump around like that, because it would be pretty confusing if, you know, you cross the street, now it's 9 o'clock, now I'm 8 o'clock, whoa, I'm in the middle, I'm 8:30.
Well, you know, that's kind of sort of possible, you know, living close to Mexico and also close to Central Time Zone. There's a tiny bit of Texas, and I'm in it, that is Mountain Time. And I could literally put a foot in Mexico. Well, I don't have 3 feet, but could almost step on the Central and Mountain Time Zone in the U.S. and wherever Mexico
and
is.
And be on the half hour.
Oh, it's like, you know, yeah. It was. Well, anyway, was Jesus born in the year zero? No, there are two reasons for this. There is no year zero. Jesus was born before 4 BCE. The concept of a year zero is a modern myth, but a very popular one. In our calendar, CE1 follows immediately after 1 BCE, with no intervening year zero. So the person who was born in 10 BCE and died in CE 10 would have died at the age of 19, not 20. Does that even make sense?
Out a whole damn year.
Furthermore, as described, Dionysus let the year CE 1 start 1 week after he believed to be Jesus' birthday, but Dionysus' calculations were wrong. The Gospel of Matthew tells us that Jesus was born under the reign of King Herod the Great, who died 4 BCE. It is likely Jesus was actually born around 7 BCE. The date of his birth is unknown. It may or may not have been 25 December. But I always thought they just kind of made up 25 December as we're going to celebrate on this day. And I'm okay with that. I didn't think.
Well, see, did Jesus lie about his age then? Was he that vain? I mean.
Well, you know, he didn't need to. He supposedly wasn't looking for women. I mean, I think, you know, all of the pictures we see that they create is hot looking white guys in a rock band, you know. But no, you know, we are made of myth. I mean, everything about us almost. I mean, there's the physical and the scientific, yeah, but mostly we operate from myths, don't we? The myth of
time is screwy about this.
Time
for
is
a religion to make the whole world abide by a measurement of time. How the hell do you get people to do that? I mean, there are very remote areas of the world, but we all agree that it's August, whatever the hell it is.
Right. Well, you know, because we have to have some way to communicate. But there you go. There you go.
Now, listen to this. Okay. Now, there are 12 months to a year, right?
Mm.
Okay. October, that's 8. Octet, you know, octagon, 8. November, September, that means 7. November is 9. December is 10. So where the hell those other 2 months come from?
Yeah.
See? It doesn't make any sense.
And if you're right. If we can all agree that we need this measurement of time so we can communicate more effectively, then why can't we do other things to communicate more effectively, like not bomb the hell out of each other and all this other bullshit?
and feed each other.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're hungry, I have food. And well, too, I mean, look at this AD and BC crap. Uses the first four letters of the alphabet.
Oh, go on, wise one.
And then it gets into that CE and BCE. Okay, you got your AD and your BCE. Now you've got your ABCDE.
And we,
what the hell happened to F? It's the F word, I
think. I mean, really, because of F words, I guess. Why does February have only 28 days? January and February both date from about the time of Rome's founding. They added a calendar that had been divided into 10 months, like periods whose lengths varied from 20 to 35 or more days. A winter season was not included, so those periods are believed to have been intended to reflect growth stages of crops and cattle. When introduced, January was given 29 days and put at the beginning of the calendar year. February was given 23 days and put at the end. Then, for an undetermined period shortly after Rome's founding, months were said to have begun with a new moon when a new moon was first sighted. At some later time, months' lengths were separated from lunations and again became fixed. At that time, February's original length was extended by 5 days, which gave it a total of 28. So we have the fucking leap years because they screwed with time so amazingly, or the measurement of it, that they made a big mistake and they get trying to make up for it somehow.
And Caesar's calendar was only 10 days off for how many years? And we have to throw in a leap year every 4 years. So it would only take 40 years to screw up 10 days, but Caesar's calendar was more accurate.
Well, can't we come up with a calendar that kind of jives with, you know, what? With what? I mean, there's...
A trip around the sun and a trip around, or the moon taking a trip around the world.
So it's all trippy, huh?
Yeah. A day is a moon's trip around the world.
Well, the Earth around the moon. The moon goes around the Earth. Is that it? Is that what we're measuring?
Wait. Now, which really turns? Is it the Earth that turns, or is it the moon?
Well, the moon spins around the Earth. The Earth spins around the sun. Moon. The thing we're measuring the Earth moving around the sun, right or no?
For what? A day is
the Earth turning all the way around?
A year. A year is a trip around the sun.
Right. And that's what we're really talking about. The year calendar mostly, right?
Yeah. And there are 13 moons to a year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
13 moons to a year of 28 days. But you end up with one day. The seasons get slightly off, so you got to have 365 days. But there are 13 moons to a year with 28 days.
Well, how would you wind up this discussion on time? I would.
I'm just not that into time.